Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello.
Hi.
It is Tuesday. We did not see you last Tuesday, but we are here for the next Tuesday.
We're sorry. You know, sometimes your moms have things to do, and sometimes those things are losing their voice
and your immune system failing you.
Yeah, sometimes those things. Sometimes mommy loses her voice. Sometimes mommy gets sick and has to sleep on the bathroom floor. And sometimes the mommy sicknesses do not align.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy. And I do think the last time we recorded, I think I'm on record saying I'm worried I'm about to get sick.
You did say that.
And for the people who are not in our Patreon, we have our live stream on Friday. And I have a habit of either telling you, Melissa, just like everything, just like an update of like everything on my life. And then other times I'll just forget and then I'll, you know, tell you next time I talk to you. And when I joined our Patreon live stream, it took me a second for like me to get to the right video window. And so I'm like talking and I'm like, oh, hey, blah. And I like finally opened the video and everyone is looking at me with this like, what the fuck face? And then you were like, who's speaking right now? And I felt like those jokes where people pretend that like their kids are invisible and they're like, I can't see you. And I'm like, what? Like, that's how I felt.
It was like this. I was like, who the hell is that?
Because I forgot to tell you. I was like, oh, by the way, I lost my voice. And you're like, what the fuck has happened to you in the last, like, I don't, like, what was it? Like 40, like 8 hours between the time we talked?
Well, because we had recorded on Friday, I believe. And we did the live stream on Saturday.
Yeah. So it wasn't even like 24, like it was just a day later and you were like, who is this bitch? That is not the bitch I talked to yesterday. I'm like, that's not the bitch I was yesterday.
We finally came to the conclusion you sounded a little bit like Lindsay Lohan.
Which is so kind, because the other suggestions I got from people were Awkwafina, but you corrected to what's her
Nora from Queens.
There you go. Because I'm like Nora Ephron, Nora Jones. She's not a Nora to me. So like I don't even it automatically is different. And then someone else said someone said Jennifer Lawrence, which I was like a lie, but so kind. No. Emma Stone, a lie, but so kind. And then someone said you sound like my chain smoking grandma when she was on her deathbed, and I was like. And I love a down-home family feel. That was, it was a fun time. It was a great live stream. And I love our Patreon. So that they were all privy to why. I don't think any of them were shocked that we didn't talk. They didn't hear from us this last Tuesday. Because they were like, well, I heard what her voice sounded like last time.
So, but as we're recording, this is Monday, December 4th. And I put out an old but goody episode of Don't Blame Me today that is with Mitchell Davis about anal sex. And I the title of the episode was originally I Want to Try Anal with an exclamation mark. And I had to change it. We were in a different mind space then when we were really trying to shock people with the title. So I changed it to something like trying to go through the back door or something like that. I forgot exactly what I said.
Love is an open door. Actually, my asshole is a closed door.
Is it though?
Well, right now, I don't want to complain about too many things, but let's just say we know I fucked up my knee. And in turn of trying to baby my knee, I think I went a little too, I know I went a little bit too hard and I was elevating it too much to the point where, everyone's called a sublax where you like kind of pop something out of it. So my hips got real fucked up because I kept doing that.
Do you remember when I said to alternate? Do you remember those words that I said?
I only heard them in my head the second that I took my foot down, my leg down from being elevated. And I realized these hips are not where they're supposed to be. And then in my head, I just heard you going, make sure to alternate. And I was like, cool. Really a little too late for that voice in my head of your voice. My asshole, like my body's working so hard to keep my hips together that like I look like those memes of turtles on their hind legs. Like I can't unclench my ass right now. Okay. I'm working hard at it.
Okay.
So this asshole is closed.
Okay. Well.
But the other hole that's open is my mouth.
I didn't know where that was going.
Well, the pussy's always open, and that's one of those things that freaks me out. You know, I'm afraid of open water because, like, it's just a hole that I can't do anything about. Like, I can't, like, it's open. I can't shut it.
Yeah, you can.
You can't. Not really.
You can cross your legs.
Yeah. I wish you could, like,
but
opt
your
into
hips
the
are out of place, so.
Vagina dentata. That'd be nice, you know?
Please, let's not even go there.
Are you sure you don't want to go there?
I'm positive I don't want to go there.
Well, how are you? What's with you?
I'm good. I saw Beyonce movie on Friday night.
How was it?
Let me tell you about this adventure we're about to go on. Are you ready?
I don't know, but I think so.
Okay, so my cousin got sick. So she was unable to go. That means we had two extra tickets.
Wait, so she got sick 2 weeks too late too?
Mm-hmm. But it's not, it wouldn't, hers is more exhaustion because she's working 7 hours a day. I mean, not 7 hours a day. That's normal. 7 days a week, 12 hours a day.
Yeah, holiday season. But I was going to say, because you went with her to Janelle Monáe, and that's where you got sick.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. We were supposed to be doing some holiday stuff this week. It's not happening. So she got sick / exhaustion. We had two extra tickets. So I posted in Black Girls LA group. Well, I asked a few friends, but they were either going or not going. And so we posted in Black Girls LA group for somebody to join us. They did. They seem nice. They're from Canada. We didn't really talk because she was like an hour late and left an hour early, which means she still got a whole hour because the movie is 3 hours long.
Oh, shut the fuck. That was a plot twist, Maria. I was like, so she didn't come?
Okay. Yes. But she seemed nice and she was nice in messages. And so I got there a little early to meet her, but she didn't come. But I got interviewed by USA Today.
Oh my, of course. How would I expect any different? I should have known in this conversation. It was like, let me tell you about my dad. I'm like, I should have assumed you got interviewed by USA Today. Like,
yes.
That's what happens when you go out in public. They flock to you.
Uh-huh. So I got interviewed by USA Today and I was just bullshitting things to make up because I'm like, I'm here just for the vibes. I'm not here to analyze things. But she was like, what does Beyonce mean to you? And I was like, freedom. Beyonce means freedom.
She does
think to, you know, you can just be yourself. But guess what she said a million times during the film? I said this, I got interviewed before. After the film, I mean, during the film, she said, I want to showcase what it's like to be free. So I was right on the money.
Damn. You were, it's as if you wrote this. You were like, as a writer, let me talk about the story. And this is what it's conveying. And so kudos to them and kudos to you for interpreting it without even knowing you were doing it.
Without even knowing. I was there for the concert. So I was like, I don't know.
God bless Beyonce.
Literally the only thing.
Land I call my own.
Right. And then she also talked about being like, you can be like your childish self. And I was like, My motto for 2023.
So
she said a few things where at one point she was like, I don't like repeating myself. And the day before I had told Avia the same thing.
Beyonce just tapped your house, dude.
Yeah. She's my cousin.
Yeah. she is. Everybody find that episode. And this is a full fact.
And so it was just funny, but it was like great to see because me and Ava would turn to things and be like, that was our concert. Like, we knew what the specific points were. It was a party too. Like, people were vibing and dancing.
Standing?
At some points. But like, that theater is so big. So even somebody standing completely in front of you, you can completely see the screen.
We were at the Grove?
Yep.
Was there a step and repeat?
There was not a step and repeat, but there was a full screened wall that had the movie, like the poster of it. Yes.
Wow.
When you left the theater, it was like when you remember back when you used to leave the club and people were just like vibing outside. It was a whole mood.
Was there Dodger dogs outside? Because that's really the club experience.
needed it because the movie started at 7.
Oh, yeah. No.
And
3 hours.
Yes. 3 hours later, the mall is closed. So there was no food available and people were hungry.
And that is the time for a street dog.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That's when we have our movie premiere. We're going to do that afterwards where you get out and it's like a club. There's music outside and then people are smoking cigarettes indoors. And then we are like, would you like a street dog?
Right.
And now go run across the street to catch your Uber.
Mm-hmm. But it was great. And then the drama ensued. So we get in line to do, we drove separately and do our parking validations. I get mine validated. Avia gets hers validated. We go outside to pay. Avia pays $5. I go up and it says minus $20. And we were like, the validation didn't work. We trudge back across the pavilion, go and validate. It says, it's been validated. So we go back. When I get to pay, it says, this ticket has been blocked. And I'm like, what the hell does this mean?
So kind of nightmare at the museum. You trap you there.
Actually, first we go to one and it was like, you have to pay when you go outside because this booth is not taking payments anymore. Then we go and it says, this has been blocked. And I was like, what the hell? I'll pay when I get to the thing. So I go and pull out and I go to the pain thing and it's not working. It's still saying that it has been blocked. There's cars piling up behind me. So I press the call. Well, and when I was pulling up, I was like, I saw a man to the right of me that worked there. And I was like, when I go out, then, you know, there's an issue. I can just tell this man. I look to my right. He is now gone. I press the call button. No one answers. Press it again. No one answers. Then I turn on my flashers to let people know there are problems happening. They need to go to a different lane. Call again. They answer. And he goes. And I tell him what happened. And he said, okay, just a minute. I wait 5 minutes. I know it's 5 minutes because I'm looking at the clock in my car.
Your poor anxiety. That is like literally the most stressful.
Does not say anything. So I call back and they're just like, and I tell them what happened. I told them that I was just left on call, no answer. And then they just let the thing up. I didn't have to pay at all.
Thank God.
But, you know, Grove's 15 minutes from my house. I get home and I see that I have 6 missed calls from Avia. And look and also see that she's texted me. I can't find my keys.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books, so we're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. when we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, this, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me. So then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it, like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed it as 45 of the must read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black. And this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing, and I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait, and we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com, and you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS.
Avia is me in this situation. That's big me energy.
So I call her and I'm like, do you have your keys? She said, yes, but I have a story for you. So she went back. She remembers when she was in the theater that she had jiggled her purse to see if her keys were there. They were, but they fell out. She goes to the person that was working at the theater and says, hello, I need to go get my keys. And they say, you have to wait till the movie ends. The movie does not end for 3 hours. We were just
there. Was
in
another
there.
Showing?
There was another showing. It does not end for 3 hours. And so, and then also I bought the ticket, so she didn't have proof that she had been there. Fuck. So I had, so she finally like pleaded that she can go in there. She goes in. They finally let her in. She goes, she doesn't remember where we were sitting though, because that theater is huge. Mm-hmm. So she just kind of vibes with where she thinks we are. She asked the people that were sitting there. She was like, it was a bunch of gay black men. She's like, I know they're there for the girls, so yeah. They're going to help
me
out.
Like, let me help you out.
Yeah. They looked, they didn't see them. So she's leaving and then they find her and then they find them and then chase after her. Meanwhile, she's been calling me all during this time. Because she's like, her partner can't leave because he's there with the baby.
Yeah.
So she's like, I guess I'll Uber if I can't get Melissa. I'm having my own problems at the gate that
also,
I don't
no
even know.
There's no cell reception yes. there when you're yes. trying to do that.
Yes. And so she finally gets her keys, finally is able to get home. She gets home about 5 minutes after I did. So it wasn't like a... we would have crossed paths. We were both in turmoil.
In the thick of it at the same time. Yes. Just different yeah. parts of the Grove.
Mm-hmm. And she lives further. So it would have been like the exact same thing anyway. So yeah, we were both having issues.
Wow.
So, and I don't know if you remember, I think you might have already gone, but the last time when we were, all three of us were
you
there
lost
together,
your phone.
I lost my phone.
Yeah.
So the Grove is cursed and I will not be returning.
You know, I don't think that you're wrong for that. And I also like didn't even realize when you bought these tickets what time of year it was, in the sense that it goes along with the worst season at the Grove,
yes.
which is Christmas.
Holiday. Yes. The holiday. They have, at least they haven't started the snow yet, because that would have been a whole nother thing. But the snow wasn't out yet.
The snow bamboozled people. People stop in their tracks, they stop moving, and then you're just you're amongst just gridlock of human mm-hmm. bodies who are just like, wow. And I'm like, yep. You came to the mall knowing this is about to happen. I need yes. you to be in shock and awe and wonder, amazement, you know, out of the walkway, just like scooch boot a little bit.
Yes. And so in case you don't live in Los Angeles, it does not snow here. You're not familiar with the climate here, it does not snow. So
except for last winter.
It was a little flurry. It wasn't like, I mean, it hailed.
Yeah, it also didn't snow in the grove. It snowed in outer LA.
Yeah, on the mountains. Yeah. So Rick Caruso brings in a snowmobile truck, whatever, snow truck, and it skeets white, glistening, frozen droplets into the air and on the ground. And people are awed and amazed. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're just getting skeeted by the water fountain that's shooting straight up in the air.
Yeah, sometimes that gets a little, the Bellagio knockoff.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a water dancing joke. Well, I am so happy for you that you enjoyed the movie. And I do feel it is a little ironic that, as you stated, this movie and Beyonce represents freedom. Mm-hmm. And then they said, ha ha ha, we're going to trap you in a parking garage.
Yes. Yes. I also had a Megan pee.
Oh.
So I was trying to hold it as long as possible. But 3 hours, it's too long. And I looked down and I was like, there's still an hour and a half left. So I had to get up and go to the bathroom. And
checking your watch.
The longest ass pee that I've ever had. So much so that I took a picture and sent it to my mother because she had sent me, because I bought her and her friend tickets to go.
Oh, fun.
And so she had sent me a picture saying, hi, we loved it. Here's us. And then I said, hi, I'm sitting on the toilet.
I had one of the longest pees this morning. Like I was consciously
was it
like
20
that.
Minutes long? Because they usually last 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know. It was so early that I can't even remember. But I just knew when I got up, I was like, this is about to be such a long
pee. It sits heavy.
It does. It's I got up and then I was heavy. Uh-huh. My body was just closer to the ground. Like I was a gallon. Like I was like you could hear it swishing in my body. It took a while. Yeah. Well, it is satisfying when you're done with that, though.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow, the human body is amazing. And then you're like, this probably is not what it's supposed to do.
No, not at all. It's so when it goes on so long that when you stand up and there's just a little pain where your bladder is, that means we shouldn't be doing this.
No, that's true. Well, hey, we live and we learn, or we don't.
We don't.
And that's the
circle
of life.
I have to go now.
Yeah. You'll wait.
Yeah. And I am.
So you leave by the time this is out, you'll be on the road again.
I will be in Northwest Arkansas.
Did you decide on a costume that you are wearing for the birthday party?
No. I found one. I just haven't bought it yet.
Okay, so if we've learned any lessons from buying costumes for themed things, I would suggest maybe we buy it now.
Here's the thing, though.
Okay, arguing with me about there's no...
No. I also have a pink suit that I can just wear. And I'm debating, should I buy something or just wear my pink suit?
What's the weather going to be like?
It's at my parents' house. I don't have to leave.
No, I know. But sometimes people in the winter, you included, will turn your heat on so hot that you'd actually have to dress more summery than you do. Will you be hot in a suit?
I don't turn. What are you talking about? I don't turn my heat on. It stays 63 degrees in this house. I just don't turn it off when we're recording. I don't turn it, when we're recording. It just gets hot in that room because the lights are on.
No. When you sleep with it cold and then you turn the heat on right when you wake up and then you turn it off.
Yes.
And sometimes
it's not hot.
When I get there earlier, well, I run. You know me. Sometimes I just get very hot.
No. It's never above 70 degrees in this house.
70 degrees is hot.
Yeah, but for most people, it's not. Most people are 72, 73. Yes.
Wow. It's crazy because before this, I used to run cold. And so I'm just a whole new person now.
You have central air conditioning and you also post-COVID.
No, it's the pots thing. That's the thing that's just because I used to not be a sweater and Kyle's I'm just so glad. He's I'm not glad that you feel this way, but I'm glad that now you also consider being a sweaty beast when we do about things because I'm usually just the sweaty beast. And I was okay, that's nice.
How does it feel though that you're not bundled up in mitts and hand warmers and thick ass socks and five other layers plus that blanket jacket I got you?
I love it. Let me just tell you that every single day, I'm not a religious person, but every single day I wake up And I turn to Mats and I say, we are so lucky. And he goes, what? I go, we have heat, we have air. And he goes, I'm not sure if that's, I mean, he's like, yeah, we got it. And I was like, no, this is just, this is amazing.
Because he wasn't home the way that you were.
No. And then when he was like, this is unlivable. And I was like, I've been living. And he's like, not well. No, I'm like, I love it so much. Like, it is just, it's amazing. And it is a great reminder. Because, like, it so quickly, even, like, Mats's parents, when they were here last time, they were like, damn it. Like, when you turn the AC on, like, it immediately works. But you're not, like, under vents, like, at my last place where they have them in the ceiling. And so there's, like, these really cold fucking pockets where you can't even keep the AC on. It's all floor vents, and so that works a lot better. But like very quickly it will cool down, and then very quickly it will warm up depending on whatever we need. And it's just so funny because I knew that the house was like not fucking insulated before this, but because now it's not just temperature wise, I'm just like I can hear. So like I'll walk by the door, the shut door, and I'll just hear shh. And I go, that's the cold air outside. Like, that's crazy. But, like, I can't feel it now because it's so warm.
See, and I think that that contributes to you were going from frigid climates and then coming over here where the heat was on just in the morning. Oh,
that's actually probably exactly what it was.
And
it's also, like, I have a really hard time. It's getting in the car, like, leaving my home and getting into my car. Like, I'm sweating. Like, I have to wear like pants that are loose so I could like lift them over my knees and like a tank top. And then I rolled the windows down and I couldn't even put the AC on because it would be colder outside and in the car than I wanted, than the AC could even go. And I'd be sweating my ass off. So this is, that's, it is being at like a stable temperature is much more helpful.
Yes.
So
now I'm about to go to my parents where it will be 80. Where I have to turn the vents off in my room and then sneak at about 1 o'clock in the morning and turn it off.
So do you want to wear a suit in 80 degrees?
Yes, I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll be fine during the daytime. It's at the night time
You got to turn it down at night. Like that's like.
They
can't sleep if it's hot or warm.
I can't either.
It needs to be colder at night. Like I want it colder at night than in the day. That's what you're supposed to do, I think, for your circadian rhythm.
That is what
rhythm.
The Sleep Institute says.
I have some questions about institutes. What is the, and I say this like with love, like so the sleep one, that one I understand that like the importance of it and like the meaning of it because beyond like the biohackers, like hack your system, like gotta get to the whatever. Like sleep apnea, people who can't sleep.
Yes,
like,
this
you
is
know.
Like legit doctors.
Yeah, but also like it is like a, it's a very important thing to study and quantify and like learn about and have all these tests for because.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The alternative of not getting enough sleep is, it's not like, oh, how to have, you have great sleep, like amazing, wonderful, let's have better, better, better. It's like, if you have bad sleep, you know, really got to work on it, because you can lead to psychosis and like all of these other things that put your body and you in distress. But I have a question about Mensa scholars. So we've been watching Modern Fam, we've watching Christmas episodes of TV shows. And so naturally Mod Fam has so many good ones. And you know, Luke, we all know, the Mensa scholar.
Not and, on the show, but
I know. No, not on the show. And so he's like a genius. And I asked Mons and I was like, who decide, like, who quantifies that? Like, who decides that? And like, it's a, he's like, oh, it's an IQ test. And it's like administered by like this like Mensa society scholars or whatever. And then, of course, Mons had to be like, let's put a pause on the rest of our day while I take 3 IQ tests before I find out if I have to pay for them to get the email results to me. And I was like, oh, my God. What is the point of that? Like, once you already know you're smart, like, what's the point of it?
It's like a club, because you also get to go and like hang out with those people. So you get to be around like-minded people that you probably like in your everyday life at your age probably aren't going to be around people that think on the same level as you. So like it helps like create community. It creates community for people that think differently. But like, let's say like you have this brain that thinks differently than the rest of your peers. It's nice to be around people that think
to have a club. Totally. But like the IQ test is, I could understand being like, oh, I'm going to like get an IQ test to like get into this, or do ever testing thing to get into this Mensa scholar thing. But like, aside from that, but why does anyone else know?
It also looks good on resumes.
You put your IQ on a resume?
You put that you're a Mensa scholar.
No, I'm saying without the Mensa scholar part. So if you take away like the community aspect of it, like IQ tests and all that, like.
No, it's the Mensa part. It's not just like the IQ part. It's
but
the
you
Mensa.
Can get an IQ test without being a Mensa scholar.
You can,
so I'm like, who else does
then,
IQ test?
But there's no. But then there's like there's an IQ test. But then like you have to take like the SAT to prove that you did blah blah blah. Because that's not an IQ test. Isn't going to stand alone.
That was my question, because then I was like, how do we even administer an IQ test? Because like, wouldn't then the person who wrote the IQ test be the smartest person? And then like, how do you quantify it on a scale like of
it's
that?
A group
like
of people. And there's also like, there's different questions, and there's also like different ways that you would fit. Like you might have more of a creative brain or more of a science brain or a combination of the both, a more of a math brain, which, you know, there's different sects of that too. So like it's a crowdsourced among the quote unquote smartest of the smart.
Yeah. Well, it's just, to me, it was so confusing because then I asked Mats what's it out of and he said some number and I go, that doesn't really make sense how an IQ could be out of a certain number because like, how do you know what the smartest, because it would be like Mean Girls, limit does not exist. Like brains are one of those ever evolving things and not like, but you can't know everything, but it doesn't have a limit. It used to, I guess, and it doesn't
anymore.
It's
a skill though.
Yeah, but I think he said it used to have a cap, but now it doesn't anymore.
Now there's a scale.
Yeah. So, but Mats took a test and he was like in a mood afterwards, and I was like, "So, like, what did you get or whatever?" He was like, "No, it's very hot, and it's fine." I said, "But like, you know, last time I took it, I was down 7 points," and I immediately went, "So, what do you think did those 7 points in? Do you think it was the lacrosse? Do you think it's been the golf? Like." What do you think it is? Do you think it's been all the Love Island we've been watching? He was just like getting so annoyed with me, and I was like, dude, this isn't even real. You took like a 15 fucking minute online quiz.
No, it's not real at all.
Yeah, I was like, that is not your IQ, and also your IQ is literally so irrelevant. What are you gonna do with it, my guy?
Yeah, yeah. That's, you know, there's different tests you can take. That's like the gifted test that you have to take in school too. It's a form of that.
Well, not you. Not everybody had to take the gifted test in school.
I just mean people as in general.
Melissa and Mott had to take the gifted test in school.
I remember when I was taking my gifted test and I finished this puzzle that I had to do. It was like
It
wasn't like a puzzle. It was like these blocks and I had to arrange them in a way that fit in, like it was some math thing. And I finished it and then I sat there and my teacher didn't look up and I was like, am I not done? And she's like, oh, you did that rather quickly.
And then you walked around with your shoulders back and your head
and I still think about it.
Still
the rest of my life. And I was just like, bitch, now my timing's off because you're supposed to write down how fast you finish it. And I'd been done.
She got to shave some of those off. You know what I need? I need, like, you know, we've got book smart test, IQ test, street smart test, which might just be American Ninja Warrior.
Wipeout. That's a different.
And or Survivor. Uh-huh. But, like, I want one of those because, like, I do feel like I should be, there should be a club for people who cheated on, like, SATs, ACTs, or were able to, like, you know, do all the without getting caught, all of those things where they put all those things in place. Like, I think we deserve our own Scholastic Club.
There's a girl who made, I don't know if you saw this, but she made a TikTok of this extension that like checks your answers for people that now, because, you know, people test now online.
Yeah.
Because of virtual learning. And so somebody made an extension where you can like go through and check your answers and it tells you if you got it right or wrong. And she was showing it and I was like, don't show this. This is a thing where you just use word of mouth. You don't put it on the internet because then it's going to get taken down. But anyway, there are like half the people were complaining about like, this is cheating. I'm like, it's not cheating because the information, when you're in the real world, if you don't know the answer to something, it's not just like, let me sit here and wait till it comes to me. No, you're sitting there researching.
Doctors do that.
Yes, doctors, when they leave the room, they're getting their, it used to be a big ass, there still are books, but like they're going and searching on the internet, trying to figure out what's wrong with you. So like, this is the world that we live in. I believe that tests should be, you get the test and you get whatever resources that are available and then do it. Do the test.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also think that if you cannot do math, I think you should sign an oath that says, I solemnly swear I will never go into a career field that requires me to do math. And then you shouldn't have to do math.
You wouldn't even make it. So it doesn't even matter.
That's what I mean.
You don't even
like,
have to sign an oath. You won't make it. So
yeah.
Like,
so like, let me out. Like literally yes. Let me out of this death trap. Like, cause I used to, for math, I was so bad that my teachers were like, okay, you can have open. It used to be like, I could have a note card. And then it was like, you can have a full paper. And then finally, like, you can have the textbook. You can have an open book. And then it's like, you can have the count. You can have whatever you need. No matter what, even if I have all of it, it's a multiple choice. This girl's not finding the fucking answer. Like I'm not able to do it. And then finally they were like,
you know what? You're just gonna have a C. So no matter what I did, I would pass because they were like, you're not good enough. You're not good at this even remotely that I don't feel like I'm being irresponsible letting you out into the world with this. Like you might accidentally not tip enough at a restaurant, but then you'll figure it out.
Yeah. But, and there's also like teachers that just don't teach for your brain. Cause like when I was in high school, I was in physics class and it just was not computing. Like I didn't get it. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. This cannot wrap around my brain. I switched teachers. When I switched teachers, like, it came so much easier because that teacher taught for how my brain worked. Mm-hmm. And then I was like making A's. But in the other class, we were able to have we're able to have the formulas for every, for physics, there's formulas for everything.
Oh yeah.
But in this class, we weren't allowed to have the formulas. And I didn't know that when we took the test. So what did I do? I looked at my person next to me and I just copied down the formulas.
Yeah. Because the formulas doesn't mean you're going to get it right.
Right. And so I copied the formulas. So technically I cheated. But guess what? I made and I remember this because I wanted to check and see what the difference was on our grades. I made a 96 on that test and he made a 82. So that just shows like sometimes you need certain information to proceed.
Yep. Yeah. My cardiologist, I'll be in his office and I'll ask him a question. He goes, let's see. And then he just goes, google.com. Yes. And then he'll Google it. And then he'll be like, no. And then he'll click a couple links down. And then he goes, okay, yeah, like this. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wonderful. Thank you, sir.
So if all the information is available to people, then that's how we should be tested. It's on the information available.
Yeah. And I'm still not going to pass the math test, and that's fine. But at least I have a place to start, because otherwise I'm just sitting there going, nowhere to go.
Yep. But also you might find there might be somebody out there that might be a better teacher that works the way your brain works.
You know,
that uses it in practical application.
Yeah. I was going to say, I would have thought that I did when I realized that you're supposed to grow out of counting on your fingers and you're be able to like count in your head.
I
can't count up in my head.
As someone who does math for fun, I still count on my fingers. The only reason I stopped appearing to count on my fingers was because when I was in third grade, I thought it was fine because the teacher that I had the previous year said that we could count on our fingers. Then my third grade teacher said, was like, I guess like in her mind, she had made it up that we weren't supposed to be counting on our fingers. And she told my parents and they were like, you're counting on your fingers. So what I did was instead of holding it up, I put my hand down and would just press.
Oh,
so then you couldn't see that I was still counting.
I have to visualize it. But yeah, no, apparently there was like a thing at a certain point where I don't know, you know, they fuck around with math a lot. They started new math. Like the system's broken. A lot of people are not very good at this. And so there was a point I don't know what time, but maybe the time that happened, that they suddenly decided that there was a cap of counting. You had to stop counting on your fingers.
Uh-huh.
But like they didn't ease anyone into that or like let them know ahead of time of like, okay, so we're going to stop doing this. It was like with times tables when they were like, okay, can you do math? And then they were like, well, here's a times table. And I go, well, I can go down from here and down here and find it. And then one year they're like, okay, so we're done with the times table. And I go, I'm so sorry. You gave me a coat. You gave me a poster. Uh-huh. And then you told me suddenly now we don't get to use that anymore.
Yeah.
Like, no.
But imagine what you could have been doing if you could still use those things that they took away from you.
Exactly. I could be an engineer right now because I love a little puzzle.
Yeah. And engineers have like note cards with things on them that they have posted up around, or they keep it in their desk or whatever.
I did some engineering.
It's probably digital stuff.
Oh, facts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did some engineering this weekend. We were installing some bookshelves and naturally I bought the cheap knockoff version of the CB2 bookshelves. Mm-hmm. And Mops was like, well, how much are the other ones? We had to re-glue all of like the things together because we started assembling it and it was going to fall apart. And so we had to like do all of this stuff. And he was like, well, how much are like the real ones? And I was like, like $460 each. And he goes, okay, we'll make these ones work. And I was like, yeah. We have to like insert like metal pole into a metal pole and it wasn't fitting. And the thing I always have to tell Mats is I'm the tortoise. He is the hare. He's like, just come on fast, quick, and it'll work. And I was like, that's how things break. And that's how things fall apart. We'll go nice and slow. So my ass pulled out a blow dryer and got the metal all nice and hot. And then I'm using like a and I'm prying it all. And he's looking at me like I'm crazy. And then
I'm like, try it again, nice and slow. And it slides right in. And he was like, holy shit. And I was like, I'm an engineer.
Look at you.
STEM, Mensa scholar. Uh-huh. My IQ, I didn't lose 7 points in my IQ.
Can't lose what you didn't calculate.
Can't lose what I don't got, baby. Ew. I need to get, you know what? Maybe while Mats is like down on himself about losing 7 points in his IQ, this is the time to really build him up to focus on doing Jeopardy.
Did he take the exact same test that he took before? Melissa,
of course then he fucking did it.
Yes, that's what I'm not saying. The same. He just took some rando test that probably isn't even an official test.
But I'm telling you, him doing that, I'm going, yeah, maybe you didn't deserve those 7 IQ points because that's fucking dumb.
But it's not even being measured on the same scale.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, the fact that you did that and then you're comparing them and I go, maybe you don't deserve 7 IQ points there because you just took another random online test and you've suddenly decided that you're comparing these numbers to each other. And I'm like, no. Yeah, then you don't deserve that. Those maybe drop even, at 10. They're not the same.
They're not the same, but they're not even real. Somebody, I could sit up and make a freaking
like
IQ test.
It's a fucking quiz. I'm like, bitch, this is BuzzFeed. So, you know. But hey, and it's also like a far fucking higher IQ score than like most other people. But I was like, where has this IQ score
but
come from?
But is it, do they just make people feel better?
No, like I think like his original one skill that he did, which I don't know what he did it for, but like,
okay.
I know. But I'm like, I was like, sir, this is like literally no impact on your life. Like with love, like it's not your fucking bio. Like,
no. And if it is, you're no longer marrying him.
No, divorce. You insufferable piece of shit.
I'm glad we were on the exact same page with that.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. Well.
All right.
We hope you enjoyed this Tuesday and hearing us this Tuesday, seeing us this Tuesday. And what can we say about next Tuesday?
We'll see you maybe next Tuesday.
Ayo.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.